91X News.
It's 15 degrees and beautifully sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. Northumberland OPP saw a blue Chrysler 300 on County Road 30 near Alexander Road in Brighton that were unable to maintain its lane at about 2:30 this morning. The officer conducted a traffic stop and the driver refused to provide a suitable sample. Charged with impaired operation of a motor vehicle and failing to provide a suitable sample is 54-year-old George Schoniker of Quincy West. Schoniker's vehicle was impounded for 7 days and his driver's license was suspended for 90. He is scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice in Brighton on April 3, 2012. It appears CFB Trenton is going to be affected by the Avios layoffs announced earlier this week. The maintenance company has been working on the Polaris Airbus fleet at the base since the end of 1992 and recently announced thousands of layoffs nationally. The Department of National Defense says they're looking into how damaging the potential situation will be for their fleet and the local staff. A major development in Prince Edward County has been taken to the next level. The county's planning committee gave its thumbs up to necessary zoning changes for a big housing and golf course development in Wellington. Country Club Investments is now working on detailed design that would see 451 residential units of various types, along with an 18-hole golf course. Prince Edward County Mayor Peter Merton says the company will likely start marketing the project as early as this summer, with construction to hopefully start next year. A 50-year-old southwestern Ontario woman is blaming a bug for a crash that netted her a careless driving charge. Provincial police say a car went off the road west of Petrolia and struck a culvert on Tuesday. Investigators determined that the driver, who wasn't injured, had been distracted by a bug flying around inside her vehicle. Jacqueline Jansons of Inwood is charged with careless driving. Constable John Rink says an insect in a vehicle can be as distracting as texting or adjusting a radio or the device. Roaring suggests drivers who discover an unwelcome passenger pull off the road and shoo the insect out. The man who confessed to slaying 7 people in Toulouse, France, died in a hail of gunfire after a 31-hour siege with police. Officials are now worried the spectacle will lead to imitators. Mohamed Mera, a 23-year-old Frenchman of Algerian descent, ended a night's silence when police closed in on him. He then jumped out of a window while continuing to fire at them. Angela Charlton reports that police had no other option than to end the standoff after 32 hours of attempted negotiations.
They decided to storm the apartment. The police entered by the front door and by a window, and they found the suspect, according to the Interior Minister, hiding in a bathroom. Once they entered the bathroom, the suspect started shooting wildly and then ran and jumped out the window.
It was not clear whether he was killed by the fall or by bullets. 2 police officers were injured. Ontario is lowering the prices it pays for future wind and solar energy projects, but electricity bills will keep rising. The province is lowering the guaranteed rate it pays for small rooftop solar projects from 80.2 cents per kilowatt hour to 54.9. The amount guaranteed for lower per power from industrial wind turbines will drop from 13.5 cents per kilowatt hour to 11.5. However, there are thousands of already approved contracts at the higher rates for the last 20 years. Energy Minister Chris Bentley says green energy accounts for only about 5% of the increase in electricity bills. He says the largest part of the hikes, which are expected to total 46% over 5 years, are to pay for much-needed upgrades to the provincial's electrical grid. Terry Lynn McClintock will be back on the witness stand today at the trial of her former boyfriend, who's accused of killing a Woodstock girl. Michael Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault, and kidnapping in the death of Tori Stafford. McClintock told the London jury last week that it was she, not Rafferty, who welded the hammer that killed Tori in 2009. But yesterday, the jury saw a police video showing a tearful McClintock saying she stood watching as Rafferty sexually assaulted and killed the 8-year-old girl. Judge Thomas Heaney told jurors they can consider the video as evidence in the case. The opposition parties are hammering the governing Liberals today in the wake of a scathing report on the province's troubled air ambulance system. Auditor General Jim McCarter's report says Orange received hundreds of millions of taxpayers' dollars with virtually no government oversight. He says despite numerous red flags, the governing Liberals failed to monitor the agency as it used the money to make questionable business deals. Both the NDP and Conservatives are using almost all of their questions in the legislature to demand the resignation of Health Minister Deb Matthews. Afghanistan's president says his government is taking a magnifying glass to proposals for the country's strategic partnership deal with the United States and scrutinizing every detail. Heidi Vogt reports that talks on the pact have been going on for some time.
This deal has been under negotiation for months about what rules U.S. forces will follow in Afghanistan after the majority of combat troops leave in 2014.
Talks on the agreement have stalled multiple times, but Afghan and U.S. officials both say they want it signed by a NATO summit in May. The BC government is refusing to budge from legislation passed to end the teachers' dispute, despite threats of an illegal strike and a court challenge. David Lang of the Canadian Press has that story.
The BC Teachers Federation says its members will vote next month on whether to defy the legislation, which includes heavy fines if there are any more walkouts. The union says an illegal strike could be avoided if the government amends Bill 22, but Education Minister George Abbott won't back down.
I don't know why anyone would get the idea that we might amend or repeal that.
The union also says it'll go to court to challenge the legislation, claiming it violates teacher bargaining rights, but Abbott says he's confident the bill can withstand any challenge. David Lang, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
That's 91X News, the 12:06. Jose DeBarros has sports next.
All right, team, that was great. If we keep this up, we'll make it to the finals.
So, Dad, how about a reward? You could take us out for lunch.
You got it. It's pizza time at Brenda's Pizza Factory. I can feed the entire team delicious, healthy homemade food without breaking the bank. What do you say, boys?
Brenda's Pizza Factory, with three locations to serve you. In Belleville, call 968-3336, and in Napanee, 354-3000.
Good afternoon. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X Sports. Today is the first day of the OHL playoffs. The Belleville Bulls start the first round tonight, playing on the road against the Ottawa 67s. The 67s are the second-seeded team in the East, while Belleville are in the seventh spot. Recent history is not on the Bulls' side. In eight meetings between two sides this season, Ottawa has won seven of them. The puck drop for Game 1 is at 7 o'clock. The other series getting underway tonight in the OHL are Oshawa and Niagara, and Mississauga and Barrie. It is day three of the OFSA Girls AA Hockey Championship. The playoffs began this morning with quarterfinal action. After going a perfect 4-0 in the group stage, the St. Teresa Titans took on College Notre Dame of Sudbury in the quarterfinal. The favorited Trojans had no mercy, winning 6-1 to advance to the semis. Other results included two-time defending champions Oakville Appleby College defeating St. Christopher 3-1, Beaver Bray getting over ESP Louis Riel 4-1, and St. Stephen's the winners over Crossley 4-1. The semifinals take place at 2 o'clock this afternoon. St. Teresa will take on Beaver Bray, while St. Stephen's match up against the Oakville Appleby College. Both games are at the Quinney Sports Center. Both the Junior A and Empire B playoffs resumed yesterday. In the Junior A OJHL semifinals, the Whitby Fury defeated the Toronto Lakeshore Patriots 4-2 to take Game 1 of their series. The other semifinal had Stouffville took the win on the road against Georgetown 4-1 in Game 1. The series resumes tonight with Game 2 in Stouffville. In Empire B, the Campbellford Rebels had a tough start to their Schmaltz Cup quarterfinal series. The Rebels lost 7-2 to the Clarington Eagles, putting them down 1-0. The series resumes on Saturday in Campbellford with Game 2. The struggling Vancouver Canucks could be without leading scorer Daniel Sedin tonight when they visit the surging Dallas Stars. Sedin's status is unclear after he took an elbow to the head in last night's 2-1 overtime loss to Chicago. The Canucks have lost 4 of their last 5. Both Alberta teams are also playing tonight. Calgary continue their run for a playoff spot as they visit the Minnesota Wild. The Flames are 2 points off of the last spot in the West. Also, the Edmonton Oilers take on NHL goal-scoring leaders Steven Stamkos and Tampa Bay. The NFL has thrown the playbook at the New Orleans Saints. Following the Saints' well-known bounty program, head coach Sean Payton has been suspended without pay for the 2012 season. Former defensive coordinator Greg Williams, now with the St. Louis Rams, has been suspended indefinitely. New Orleans GM Mickey Loomis got an 8-game suspension, and assistant coach Joe Vitt will miss the first 6 games this year. The Saints coaches are said to have paid players bonus money if they hurt opposing players. Canada's Heather Nettowin has already secured at least a tiebreaker berth at the World Women's Curling Championship. She'll look to improve her playoff position today when she closes out the round robin with games against Italy and Scotland. Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Thanks, Joe. Today it's been sunny with a high of 24, except 17 near Lake Ontario. Tonight we'll have some clouds and 30% chance of showers overnight with a risk of thunderstorm and a low of 12. Friday we'll see a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 18. Saturday, still some sun and cloud with 40% chance of showers, a low of plus 5 and a high of 13. At 12:10, it's 15 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Jose DeBarros. News is next at 1.